Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artist 45s, both the A and the B side of the 45. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and the Four Tops. Well, first up this half hour, the classic song from the Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah. the song? Email Tom at motormemories@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That was the B-side of the 45, Nothing But Soul, and that was released in 1966. The A-side was the classic How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, and that reached number 18 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts. Before that, the B-side of the 45 from the Isley Brothers and There's No Love Left from 1966. And we start this half hour with the A-side from the Isley Brothers and This Whole Heart Is Weak for You, and that reached number 12 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring various Motown artists' 45s, both the A and the B side of the 45. Well, coming up, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and a song called Honey Child. Well, Honey Child was a 1967 single by girl group Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and it was released on the Gordy record label. This was the first single to bill Martha Reeves by her full name, as opposed to simply Martha and the Vandellas. Honey Child was produced by Richard Morris, and it was written by Richard Morris and Sylvia Moy, and the tune described how the narrator, who is Martha Reeves, wants to get rid of her boyfriend who's been courting and dating other girls behind her back. Well, Honey Child is filmed with Southern connotations, which was inspired by Martha Reeves' birth in rural Alabama, and the tune rose to number 11 on the Billboard Pop Singles charts and number 5 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts in 1967. It is notable for 7 reasons. It was the first track to feature new member Martha's younger sister Sandra Lois Reeves, replacing just-fired Betty Kelly. It was the group's 12th Top 40 pop single, and it was also the last Top 40 single the group would score throughout the rest of their Motown career. Here are Martha Reeves and Vandellas with Honey Child, right here on Motown.
You're shiftless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy I had when Grandma raised me. Honey child, quit Granny, got too old to scorn me. Dear old auntie warned me, you sure was no good for me. Honey child, but your kiss is sweeter than the cake that Grandma used to bake. All them sweet little things about you sure now take the cake.
Now listen, baby. Somebody broke your heart. that you can make it all alone. Remember, no one is big enough to go it alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurt and pain of losing a love you can never regain.
Just ask the lonely.
The young and foolish laugh at love and slowly run away. Confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way.
Thank you.
The Four Tops with the B-side of their 45, Where Did You Go? And that was recorded and released in 1965. The A-side before that was Ask the Lonely, reaching number 24 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts. Before that, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with a song called Show Me the Way. That was the B-side of the 45 from 1968. The A-side was Honey Child, and that reached number 11 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts. This half hour features some great Motown artists with both their A and B-sides of their 45s.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.